The good thing is you're past that infant stage. You're not buying infant car seats. You're not buying bassinets. Yeah. So you're not absorbing all these other costs.
If you try and resell it to try and make some money to put towards your new travel system, well, you're trying to sell a car seat.
I think the limit that a lot of people hit is... Hey there, welcome to Baby Registry Breakdown, Episode 5. This is Paris, I'm Kevin, and today we are trying to answer the question that so many parents and expecting parents are asking, and that is what to do after the Duna. It's the ultimate in Spartan baby gear because it's both a stroller and a car seat, and that makes it just super easy for parents who are going places with their kids because you don't have to worry about having this separate stroller. Mm-hmm. You just take the car seat right out and that transforms magically into the stroller. So a very neat idea, and so many parents love it.
It's an all-in-one infant travel system is what it is, really.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't take up a lot of room. It's super easy. We see it everywhere we go, but it's not perfect. Mm-hmm. There are a couple issues. One is that it's a lot heavier, right?
It is. It's about 16 pounds, the car seat alone.
Yeah.
So if you're carrying it, you know, most of the time you'll be pushing it because it's a stroller. But when you have to put it into your car, that means you're going to have to fold up the wheels, put that thing in your car with your baby in it.
Can you just tell everybody about how long parents are using the Duna for?
On average, people are using them for around 15 months. Some people end up using them for a shorter amount of time. And some people, they try and use them a little bit longer than that. I think the recommendation for the Duna is 18 months.
It's really going to depend, just like any infant car seat, on weight and height. I think the limit that a lot of people hit is like their backache.
Yeah.
The average infant car seat is going to be closer to 10. So that's a pretty big difference. And on, you know, with the lightest car seats, like the new Upa baby car seat, that's only 6 pounds. Mm-hmm. So you're talking a pretty big difference versus the infant car seat that you're going to use with a travel system.
You have to understand that you will have to be searching for alternatives within about a year. This is something that's not going to grow with your child. This is something that will last about a year.
That's kind of what happened to us accidentally. Our stroller just wasn't working for our lifestyle. If you start with an infant car seat, you're gonna run into the same thing you do with the Duna?
Well, not entirely.
Okay.
With other travel systems, you will outgrow the infant car seat, but you can still use the actual stroller.
It's like one of those things where your greatest weakness is your greatest strength. Uh-huh. The strength is that you're not coming into anything having to stick with the travel system. So you get to make that decision brand new at a year, and that gives you certain advantages. Mm-hmm. But the weakness is now you've got to find something else completely. Yeah. For both your stroller and your car seat.
Yes.
You're moving on from that infant car seat, but you're also...
Well, and you also have the kind of complicated factor of if you try and resell it to try and make some money to put towards your new travel system, well, you're trying to sell a car seat.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Right, right. And you'll see a lot of these available used. We typically, and I think most experts that you talk to, they won't recommend buying a used car seat just because there's so many safety issues. It's actually, in most places, you're not going to be allowed to sell. Yeah. Any sort of car seat that's been in an accident.
They say you actually need to dispose of them and cut the straps to ensure that no one is able to use it.
Obviously, if you're buying someone else's car seat, you don't know what the history is. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's an accident or maintenance, you don't know what the history is. You see a lot of these just on Facebook Marketplace and on the resale market. We were looking at different cities mm-hmm. to research this. I was seeing a lot of people trying to sell them for over $400.
Yeah.
There was a lot.
Yeah. Well, so, they want to make their money back.
And but it's really hard.
Yeah. You're selling in a car seat is what you're selling. There are also trade-in programs occasionally. I know Target has a yearly trade-in program for car seats.
Yeah, they do.
You can take any car seat in and trade it for a new car seat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually a really smart idea. Let's talk about some different strategies to do after the Duna, and I think we both have our approach. So can I just lay one out there to start, and then you can give me another scenario?
Go for it.
The Duna, one of the strengths is the performance for travel, for mobility, just being able to get up and go, right? Mm-hmm. I would recommend going into one of those high performance travel strollers, like the Minu or the Nuna Travel, because it's so fast to fold with just one hand. It's self-folding. Oh, that's awesome. Also, the Bugaboo Butterfly, some of those type of strollers. If you really need to save space, if you're flying a lot, maybe something like the Yo-Yo. There's a lot of good options. Somewhere between $400 and $500 is typically where those land, just for the stroller itself. Yeah. But the good thing is you're past that infant stage. You're not buying infant car seats. You're not buying bassinets. Yeah. So you're not absorbing all these other costs where, you know, a lot of times these full systems are going to $1,000. Mm-hmm. Really easy to fold up and go.
Yeah.
So what do you do with a car seat? Well, the car seat, now you're into that toddler mode. You're probably going to want to go with a convertible car seat, something that is going to grow with them, maybe be their last car seat. If you're in the city scenario where maybe you have a smaller car, or you're, you know, putting it in potentially smaller cars if they're going in Ubers or something, then I would recommend doing like a slim car seat, something like the Diano 3 XRT, like our car seat, where you get like a really nice car seat, but you don't have that, you know, where it's taking up all the space.
That actually folds up.
And too. It folds up, mm-hmm. Right. It's a little bit heavy. Okay.
It is, yeah.
Let me just point out too, just to jump back real quick. When you graduate from the Duna, you are never again doing the combo car seat stroller.
Yes.
Because
it doesn't exist.
I think there might be one option out there that I saw, but like it's not functional. Because it's so heavy. It's like the bigger convertible that clicks in.
The big convertible clips in?
To the stroller. But it's a terrible idea. Because you would not be taking your kid out of the stroller with all that weight. I mean, imagine it. You've got a 40-pound kid and a 30-pound car seat.
I actually cannot imagine that.
This is so.
No, that sounds. Yeah.
You're just done. You're done with that. You're done with that solution.
You're gonna hurt yourself.
So at this point, you're always thinking about your car seat and your stroller separately. And if you want to go lightweight, I would say the quick fold travel stroller and the slim car seat, something like the Diono 3 XRT or like the Evenflo 360 Slim. Uh-huh. I think those are both good options. That's what I would do. And if you're on a budget, this is where it's nice that you didn't invest in the travel system earlier. Now you can just worry about the stroller separately from the car seat, right? Because you're thinking about a car seat that stays in place that doesn't have to integrate into the stroller.
Oh, yeah.
Now when you go to look at it resale, you're going to see a lot better deals on some of those travel strollers where it's just the stroller and they need to move away from that. Because what a lot of people do is they'll come to the end of that first year and then they'll sell their accessories. Like you'll see a ton of Up A Baby bassinets on Marketplace, right?
But
they'll even sell their infant car seats, but they'll hold on to the stroller.
Yeah.
So then it's harder to move. And if you're on a budget, you can get a really nice stroller that's really quality built secondhand. If you're doing that, looking for a system, then you would need to be like buying all these accessories separately.
Yeah.
So I think that's a smart move if you're on a budget.
The bassinets, you can find those pretty easily for really cheap.
Really cheap.
We almost did that, but then I found out that the actual stroller for the twin strollers are, woo.
Yeah.
Really expensive. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, especially when you're having to like put it all together. So that's my strategy. I say go with a premium travel stroller. Then add in your long-term toddler car seat. You're coming into the first birthday. It's something you can register for their first birthday. And the combination of those two are going to do really well. Travel stroller and slim convertible car seat. Okay, what do you got?
All right, well, mine is similar to yours.
Okay, all right.
I would also, part of my strategy would be the same car seat, actually. But the stroller would be a little bit different.
Okay.
Now, I like the wagons a little bit better than the strollers. But I understand that, you know, that's not always the greatest option for, say, if you want to have a second child. That might be a little bit more difficult if you have a little baby to put in just into a wagon with a toddler. Probably isn't a good idea. However, you can do that with one wagon out there, which is the Wonderful Wagon W4.
Okay.
So it is big. It's really big. It's heavy. But this thing is amazing. It's amazing.
You're going W4 on him. So the complete opposite from the travel, like.
Oh, no. Quick grab. So this. Okay. Convenience. Yes, this thing is very convenient. If your toddler is having a meltdown and they just need to take a nap, they can nap in it.
Yeah.
It's that big. It's that big. You can literally like attach things to it, like toys, like games. I've seen people have attached iPads and like all kinds of stuff. You could put speakers in it if you wanted to. Like you could turn this thing into like just a moving little mini like playroom almost.
You're going from like the super nimble, just grab the stroller and the car seat all in one, to the toddler mobile, like mobile nursery.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
That's not too jarring on your lifestyle.
So, the advantage of the W4 is that you can attach a baby hammock to it.
Okay.
It is a bassinet that attaches to either side. You can also attach a baby carrier to it. They have conversion clips for it that you can attach your a baby carrier car seat to it while also having the seats for your toddler and having room on the floor for goods or in, you know, the various bags or bins or whatever that you attach to your stroller. It is very heavy. So it's not something that, you know, you'd easily just... be carrying around upstairs and stuff like that. So that would be one option. Mm-hmm. The second option would be the W2, which is just a two-seater wagon, wonderful wagon. It's very similar, but you can turn the whole top of it into a bassinet if you had a second baby. If you did that, then you wouldn't be able to, you know, sit your toddler down in there. It is a little bit lighter. Those two options are also expensive. So that would put you with the Diono car seat.
Right. You're $350 on the top end of it.
Yeah. So you would be running into about $1,000 plus with those options. Not cheap.
Right.
If you wanted to go with the cheaper route, I would just do the Radio Flyer Wagon, which I love.
Yeah.
I really love the Radio Flyer Wagon. It is just really, really lightweight, easy to move around, easy to take places. It's not the most compact.
I think as far as wagons go, it's pretty compact. Yeah. But it's not, I mean, it's definitely not the size of a Wonderfold or a Veer or one of the more premium ones. I think the really interesting thing is, you know, if you're out in all kinds of places, the aquarium, the zoo, the fair. How many places do we go where, like, 3-to-1, it's a Radio Flyer Wagon like this?
All Radio Flyer. And you almost never see the same one.
Yeah.
The great thing is they have so many different kinds.
Yeah, variations.
Just a variety of price ranges. I just really love the Radio Flyer Wagons. They're fantastic.
So just noticing so many of these out and about, the one thing if you do go with the Radio Flyer is make sure you get the handle so you can push it.
Yes,
because you see a lot of people, like, you know, they're probably not going to use it longer term. They're struggling. They're trying to pull it up a hill. They're like 3 feet out in front of their kids. Being able to push it is everything. So as far as those options, you do have to pick the right ones.
Yeah.
They're frankly not as durable as the premium wagons, obviously.
They aren't, but you're not at
a... If you're on city streets, I don't know, like, if a lot of people are, like, out going hiking with their, like, premium wagons with, like, their big, like, trail wheels and stuff.
Oh, you can get better wheels.
Yeah, I know, for sure.
You can actually, they have, Radio Flyer has a build your own wagon thing on their website. So you can build it to your specifications. So if you want the big, heavy-duty wheels, you got them.
Yeah. Speaking of budget options, can I just throw another strategy out there? And this would be, like, the super budget option. So this would be, like, I spent all my money on a Duna early, and I just
spent and lost all my money on a Duna.
Yeah. Okay. This would be like the red alert. Uh-huh. Go umbrella stroller because they're so easy. It's obviously not a long term, or do the combination that we did for a little bit, which is the umbrella stroller and the wagon on the lower end side.
Yeah.
all these great compact folding strollers. And like, you can actually get really compact, great folding stroller for around $100, you know, a lesser known brand. But an umbrella stroller you can get for like $20.
Yeah.
So it's a nice move, if, especially like to throw into a second car to just have, like when you just need to be able to push them.
Those umbrella strollers, the handles are so short.
Yeah.
I'm an average height. I'm 5'5", and it was too short for me.
But I think if you're coming from the Duna, you might be used to that because you are kind of having to reach all the way out to get that handle.
Yeah, maybe you were already short, so it doesn't.
And then the other thing too is that the Duna, you have it's not the only stroller like that. The Shift is very similar. Yeah. The Evenflo Shift. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very similar, except that one actually the car seat comes off of the stroller, but you get kind of that same functionality where it can fold up together and be in the back seat. I think it's nice because you have nothing to throw into a trunk.
Yeah. If you're looking for like more like of the convenience of it all, aside from like factoring in a second kit, I would say the convertible car seats that rotate.
Yeah.
Some of these strollers, like they go up and down.
So fast. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, I mean, actual seats, like.
Oh, the seats go up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you can like adjust the height of them. So like literally you could just rotate the thing, have your stroller seat for the kid at the same height.
Yeah.
And then.
When you do the Duna, because you're only using the stroller for basically the first year.
Yeah.
It's your chance to reevaluate what you want in a stroller. Mm-hmm. So now you can really think about, do I value just quickly being able to, you know, get it out and get the baby in with the travel stroller? Yeah. Do I want to do a jogger stroller? Do I want to go more with that mobile nursery approach and, you know, do one of the larger strollers? Do I want to change my stroller plan to accommodate a second kid? Do I want to do a wagon because I'm thinking about multiple kids over the next few years? It does buy you a little bit of time to that first year to really reconsider what you want your stroller approach to be.
One other thing that I wanted to add about the wagons is with the wonderful wagons, they have an excellent resale rate. They go so fast. Even the older ones, great resale item. Even the heavily used, like 6-year-old wonderful wagon is going to sell for a pretty penny.
Obviously, figuring out which stroller and which car seat, and you're probably going to end up going down some rabbit holes anyways, but if you want to get off to a quick start with your baby registry, we do have our brand new free 5-day baby registry basics mini course available now. There's going to be a link below in the description. Make sure to go there, sign up for that. You are going to have such a huge head start if you do the 5-day free baby registry basics mini course, because we get into things like where to register for, getting into each of the categories that you need to look at for your registry, not just strollers, not just car seats, which actually both fall in the travel category, but looking at sleep, feeding. We're going to talk about reviews, how you can actually maintain your focus and not let the marketing get to you. There's a lot there in the baby registry basics mini course. Go in, enroll in that as soon as you can, because you're just going to find it so helpful. It's just like having this huge shortcut, this huge head start.